views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
This show's audio was via a Skype call.
You are listening to A Space of Allowing Radio with Coach Nancy Coco, welcoming all that wants to be present today. Tune in Thursdays every first and third week at 9 a.m. Pacific as Coach Nancy helps you find a space of allowing, a unique environment where all beings and all energies are welcome to show themselves and be loved. Are you ready to know your whole self and live a more authentic, non-resistant, joyful life? Are you ready to be acknowledged and welcomed home? Join A Space of Allowing Radio for some deep allowing to explore what lives at your edges and to bring more of yourself home. Here is your host, Coach Nancy Coco.
Hello, hello, dear listeners, and welcome to A Space of Allowing. I'm Coach Nancy Coco, and I have a big smile on my face today, I have to tell you, even though we're going to be digging into some challenging moments in our lives. We are going to be doing an amazing think aloud about the transition times that are parts and natural parts of our lives and moving in the world with peace and integrity through those transition times, not only personal transitions, but also being a bridge for the transitions that are occurring around us. And so I love this invitation today to step into a space of allowing, to be the bridge in our own lives and in the larger world in conversations. And of course, we're making a bridge to a conversation that we had a couple of weeks ago with my dear friend, Anna Polanco, who is back. Welcome to you, Anna. Thank you for coming back on the show.
Thank you for having me. I'm so excited.
I am too. That's why I say I have a big smile on my face. So I want to offer some appreciation for all the background that you bring. I know that you're in New York, but you work internationally as a coach, a speaker, and an educator. I know your background is as a political organizer, helping advance economic, social, and cultural rights of communities. And I am honored to learn from you about all the ways that you are working to help leaders be socially conscious and catalyze change. So welcome to the space of allowing and the transitions of our lives. Thank you for being here.
Thank you for having me. It's been such a rich conversation already, and I'm just excited for all the things that we'll talk about today, and having the opportunity to reflect with you always gives me greater insight into what I'm working on. So I'm really excited.
Yay. And to clue our listeners in, Anna and I just spent a moment setting intentions for today. And Anna, your intention was?
Fun,
which made me smile. And my intention was openings of spaces and new ways of thinking about things, because I think that's what it's really about. Because some of the things that we've tried just aren't working. I mean, we see that personally and we see that professionally. We see that in the political landscape today too, that, you know, we keep making these endeavors to engage and to be bridges into something greater, but the planks aren't falling into place. You know, the stones aren't leading us down a path to success right now. And so I'd like to just spend a little bit of time recapping some of the conversation that we had in our last episode, because I think that's the foundation for the trust and the courage that we need to have today's conversation. So we're talking about transitions as spaces of allowing. When I say that to you, Anna, what comes up naturally for you?
It's just that, just noticing, like, if in order for me in that space of allowing, to be in that space of allowing, I really need to, I can already feel the edges of resistance inside of me, right? It's like, oh, what do I have to let in? You know, what does that mean? I have to give something up, right? And so much of what we see in the world is reflective of that, right? And there is an aspect of allowing that means I don't need to be, you know, perfectly organized and prepped. I don't need to put a mask on. I just need to sort of be.
Thank you so much for mentioning the resistance that naturally shows up, because I feel that myself. I have felt that probably at all different stages of my life. The edge of growth also gets accompanied by a part of me that's afraid to grow. So even when I catch a little glimpse of something that might be possible, right away I pull myself back into my turtle shell because I'm like, no, it's too risky. It doesn't feel safe. I can't do it. And I think what I'm starting to learn from you is what's up underneath that is a false notion that there's only two ways of being. Mm-hmm. Like that polarity, that duality. Okay, so either I go out and knock down the walls of the world and, you know, make, or I stay safe in my little space here and never. And I think what you're helping me to understand is that there's this beautiful array of ways of being, some of which we haven't even considered yet. Right? So can you say more about that?
Yeah. It's for so long, like just as a society, and I think particularly in American culture, you know, we've really been dependent on this binary, right? This like, it's either my way or your way. And you see that in the political conversations, you see that in communities, and there's just this idea that there's not only are there only two answers, but there are also only two ways of approaching the problem. And when we have that, it's such a small space to be in, right? Where there are really only these two options. And I can imagine myself, you know, it's like, I've got to choose between, you know, these two items in my life. I've got to choose between, you know, staying in this job or going to a new job. I've got to choose between, you know, staying with my partner or leaving my partner. I've got to, you know, choose between loving the part of my family that doesn't agree with me or not loving them, right? It's, like, it's so crazy. And, you know, there's like a huge road in between those two opposites. Just a lot of space there for a whole level of dimension of ways of being. And if we would just stop and notice why we're holding those polarities, those opposites, then maybe we would have the courage to let them go and see something new.
Mm-hmm. Beautiful. I think sometimes I'm feeling into what you're saying. And I think what happens for me sometimes is I feel embarrassed to express that I want to engage, but I don't know how. Mm-hmm. I have felt that way. I think you and I have coached around that. Like, I want to have some impact. I want to step in, but because I'm not sure how, I feel naive. I feel ashamed. I feel like I should know how to expand myself and to think out loud and to be the teacher that I used to be, you know, in this new way. And because I don't know how, I get quiet and I don't seek help. I don't have mirrors in my, I don't even have anyone else that I feel like I want to say that to. And part of, I think, the bridge making is to have allies, is to have companions, is to think about one step, one next step, rather than all or nothing. It's an all or nothing sort of a deal. And it's too risky. I can't be in that all or nothing.
Yeah. Place. And it's so heavy, right? Like, I've got to have it all figured. I've got to have that presentation perfect. I can't apply to that job until I have 90% or 100% of the criteria requirements, right? There's just this weight, like, getting everything perfect right out of the gate. And we're in this moment where people are like obsessed with being Insta-famous, being, you know, keynote speakers of everything, being just doing everything on their own, being front and center, being famous, right? There's this like concept in our society about that. And it really creates an unnecessary pressure, and it's actually really contradictory you know, I'm thinking out loud right now about like finding your purpose, right? Mm-hmm. So like everybody's purpose is unique and it's of a different size and it has a specific timing and it's meant for a specific group of people. So if we're only working towards what everyone else wants us to do and getting it perfect, then the road there is going to be really painful and it's going to feel laborious as opposed to joyful, as opposed to fun, as opposed to curious. And it seems to me that it's just much more interesting to go together in increments than it is to go alone and try to get it all done by myself.
Yep, been there, done that. Right? How's that working for you, right?
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
I think to a certain extent, I thought it was working until my body and my soul and my relationships and my everything told me otherwise. And so I'm hoping that in this conversation, in this thinking out loud together, we can share some of the ways that we've been able to put down the perfection and embrace this messiness of this in-between and play in it for a while. That's what you bring, I think, for me in this conversation is the ability to be more playful with it. When you said everyone's purpose is a different size, I started imagining, you know, like all different size shoes. I could mm-hmm. step into this size shoe or this size shoe or this size shoe. And so let's invite the listeners in too to put down some of the baggage that they carry into these spaces of, you know, not knowing. Mm-hmm. Put down some of that baggage and allow ourselves to play in that space a little bit. How does that sound?
I love it. It's perfect. We need more of that.
Playing in that space. What image comes up for you in that? Let's play in that space.
I mean, I am from the era of Imelda Marcos, so I still remember her shoe closet. So, I mean, you know, it does conjure up an image. And, you know, as a New Yorker, you know, where much of the birthplace of art and fashion, you know, really is happening here, I can totally relate to this big closet with lots of outfits and styles and which one is the right one for me? You know, it's a real question. Yeah.
And as we're going to step onto a footbridge or we're going to be the footbridge, we absolutely have to have the proper footwear, right?
So
when we return, we'll step into the messiness a little bit. We'll step into the transitional spaces and we'll begin to imagine all the ways that we can envision ourselves as footbridges on this week's Space of Allowing. We'll be right back.
Conscious Confidence Radio, a timeless wisdom with Sarah Main. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio and join Sarah on an adventurous journey to the deeper level of meaning to move beyond today's world of constant change, confusion, and uncertainty beyond the shadow of fear. This hit show explores key concepts such as confidence, values, and attitude in a dynamic way. To learn more about Sarah and her work, visit sarahmain.com.
Are you done being afraid to jump into the life that's waiting for you? Are you ready for a real shift? I invite you to tune in every Tuesday with me, Tracy L., on the Tracy L. Clark Show, where we will teach you how to live your extraordinary life. At 8 a.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio, where I will provide the tools and the steps needed to help you transcend perceived limitations and move forward with an extraordinary life. For more information, visit me at tracylclark.com.
Golden Otter Divinations Radio, where the metaphysical meets the mainstream with Autumn Seibel. Tune in the first Friday every month at 9 a.m. Pacific as Autumn, educator, health coach, and medium, explores metaphysical and mainstream strategies on how to elevate your level of conscious living. Draw in the abundance that is yours by divine right. For more information about working with Autumn, visit goldenotter.us. That's golden like the precious metal and otter like the precious animal.us.
Did you know that all of the shows on the Transformation Radio Network are available as podcasts to stream or download?
Really?
Check us out. Go to transformationradio.fm. We have business shows, spiritual shows, energy healing shows, and pretty much everything in between. Something for everyone, guaranteed to inspire, educate, and transform. We are transforming the world, one listener at a time.
Hi, I'm Steve Kramer of Spirit Fire Radio, and I believe that meditation changes everything. It leads us in the direction of greater well-being, and that's a fact. I struggled with meditation for years. I understood the principles, but I found it hard to incorporate them into my everyday life. Spirit Fire's meditation practice changed that. It's called the Practice of Living Awareness, and it's taught in 14 steps. These are 14 tools that I can use in any moment, on and off the cushion. Steps like smile, flow, and ground of being support my clarity of mind while I'm navigating the ups and downs of modern life. That's why it's called the Practice of Living Awareness. If you'd like to add meditation to your daily experience, the Practice of Living Awareness is free, online, and it's suited for any level of practitioner. Visit spiritfire.com for more information. And be sure to check out Spirit Fire's meditation retreats in Western Massachusetts. It's all there at spiritfire.com.
Hello, friends, and welcome back to A Space of Allowing Radio. This week, we are allowing ourselves to have some fun and some openness around this notion of being a bridge in challenging times, not having to shrink back, but equipping ourselves, actually getting ourselves ready to step out in bigger ways to engage with what all this time of life is calling us to. And so in order to really continue the fun vibe of this, Miss Anna, my guest Anna Polanco is going to get ready for the segment. What do you want to tell us?
We should get ready for this part. I mean, this part, we're really going to start talking about being a footbridge for change, and that requires us to break our hearts open. And, you know, before we do that, let's put on the outfits that would make us feel good as we do this hard work, right? So, you know, it can be whatever you're imagining right now, wherever you're listening, you know, what's the outfit you would put on, or the shoes that you would put on, or the jewelry that you would put on, or the hat that would really make you feel, you know, comforted, you know, safe as you think about being heart, you know, opening your heart, breaking your heart open, looking at those tender parts. So what about you, Nancy? What would you...
Okay, well, two things. I don't think it's a very, like, coordinated ensemble, but the first thing I see is, like, a miner's hat with the light on the front of it.
Ooh, okay.
Right? Okay. So because I think we're going to go into some uncharted territory, I want to have my hands free to be open and embrace whatever's coming, so I don't want to be carrying a flashlight, but let's have one on my head. And I want some kind of a shawl or a wrap, something for comfort that I can... not necessarily hide behind. I want it to be soft, but I also want to be warm enough to go where we need to go. I don't want to shrink back.
Yeah. Yeah. I love that. I'm thinking about, a pajama onesie with, bunny ears and, but not the feet. Cause I've never actually liked the onesies with the feet.
Okay.
So kind of that, and a bold red lipstick. Mm-hmm. With my hair done. So no messy hair. My hair is like done. I'm ready, but I'm still comfy and safe in my onesie.
Well, why not?
Why not?
And this is really what this episode is all about, is just dismantling all the expected ways of being.
Yes, exactly. Exactly.
And boldly going.
Right. So here we go.
So one of the things for our listeners to also situate themselves with this is that, Anna, when you and I started talking about this episode, we brought up Parker Palmer and the politics of the brokenhearted, and the quote that really challenges us, invites us to find mutual understanding, building footbridges. So do you want to read it or shall I?
Sure. So this is a quote that's really, I stumbled across recently, and it's really touched my heart. I hope it touches yours. And Parker Palmer says, you know, despite our sharp disagreements on the nature of the American dream, many of us on the left, on the right, and in the center have at least this much in common, a shared experience of heartbreak about the condition of our culture, our society, our body politic. That shared heartbreak can build a footbridge of mutual understanding on which we can walk toward each other.
Mm. Wow. That takes my breath away, because for so many reasons, one of which is that shared heartbreak is actually a starting place.
Mm-hmm.
Not a place of division where I go off in my own cave, but that I actually bring my broken heartedness to you.
Yeah.
To share.
Regardless of your political affiliation, like, let's put that mask down for a moment, right? We can take it off and just be here with our broken heart. All the ways.
Our humanness, I think that's what I feel, is between us, our shared humanity. And I feel like now my hands are holding a broken heart,
yeah.
My broken heart, and looking to be with you in that same kind of space.
Yeah. And when I see that and feel that and hear that, hear you saying it, imagining you holding a broken heart in your hands, feel this. The word that keeps coming forward, just flashing towards me, is disappointment. You know, not in the other person, but just this like shared feeling of disappointment, right? That we had this task towards each other as human beings, and somehow we haven't met it. And, you know, just feeling my heart open even further for anyone who might be, you know, really just far on the opposite end of the spectrum from me politically. Just really feeling my heart open for them. And a lot of wondering is coming up with that disappointment. Like, what happened here? What did I miss, you know, that caused us to be here?
I think the invitation to question rather than to make statements is really profound, because I think sometimes I will move into, so this is where I'm at. Like, I have to lay it down, right? I have to have statements. I have to have sentences. I have to clarify my position and stand even more firmly over here. I can just even hear my voice is getting sort of militant now, because here I am over here and staking a claim over here, you know, putting a flag in the ground over here, like, ugh, you know. Whereas what you're offering with a question, what happened, starts to build that footbridge. Like, in my mind's eye, I start to see some planks of the footbridge going down now between us.
Yeah. And what maybe happened? It's just a little, right? Maybe it's just an outline, you know, of that bridge. Maybe it's just a sensation that there is a thread somewhere between us and the other people who are wherever they are on the opposite end, right?
Mm-hmm.
Just feeling into that and seeing it in a new way before we get to solutions, right? This isn't about solutions. This is really about all the ways that we've torn down the bridge that was there, torn down the thread that was holding us together. And can we just feel that loss, right? Can we all feel our respective losses? Can we listen to other people's losses and just notice what that conjures up for us without yet coming to a conclusion?
Right. I feel an alchemy of in myself, an angry stance, kind of transforming to a hurt or a loss or a grieving.
Mm-hmm.
Just even in this bit of conversation, what do you think?
Yeah, no, when you say that, I just imagine, like, I can see myself melting into a puddle of water. You know, it's just like, oh my gosh, I'm a puddle of water. And now in this form, right, as a body of water, a puddle, there's just more movement. And there's more ability to reshape myself into whatever I want, whatever really makes sense in the moment.
I see in my notes that we've written this notion of grace and how grace enters in these kinds of moments. Can you speak about that a little bit?
Yeah. Yeah. It's really from the stripping down and letting go of all these ways of being, right, that keep us safe, all these masks, that we can, once we strip all that away and let that go and just really see the person from their perspective, from their loss, from their brokenheartedness, all of a sudden we can feel that touch of grace. Feel that connection. And the word that's really coming is gratitude. I know it seems crazy, but there's a sense of some sense of gratitude that this unspoken conversation has been opened, right? That this thing that we've been sort of carrying around together, you know, maybe from different angles, but we've all just really been carrying this around. Like, oh, I can finally put it down and I can look at it and I can look at yours and I can show myself some grace that I've done the best I could up until this point. And now there's maybe something new to learn, something new to know that I couldn't see before because I was so busy carrying this thing on my back, whatever it is.
Well, and that is what we're talking about in these times of transition. There's nothing that's sure. And so all sorts of things are possible if we allow ourselves to lean into that, to be a model, to be someone who thinks out loud about how it feels to me. I think still it feels like it takes a lot of courage to be the one to dissolve in the puddle, right? And yet that may indeed be the first step in being a footbridge for change.
Yeah, and that dissolution, sometimes we see that dissolution as like, that's not action. That's not taking action, right? But it is. Because what we're basically doing with our bodies, with our words, with our minds is showing the other person, I'm going to dissolve into something else and you have permission to do it too.
Beautiful.
And they may not take you up on it, right? But that's okay, right?
Right. And in fact, I think that was a place that I want to go in the next segment is that notion of, so what about the willing other? And how do we find the willing other? And how are we sometimes that willing other individual who allows that invitation to open? Because it's not necessarily everywhere, but it is present. And how can we move with that peace and integrity in those spaces? And so I can't wait to talk further with you, my guest, Anna Polanco, and we'll be back right after these messages.
A word of caution. If you prefer the status quo and you are not interested in improving every aspect of your life, this book will trigger the shift out of you. The Truth is Funny, Shift Happens is available now. Author Colette Steffen brings the powerful knowledge and life-changing energy and empowerment from the radio airwaves to the pages of her new book. To get your copy in paperback or ebook, visit thetruthisfunny.com today.
If you're dealing with fear and anxiety, you've probably noticed that the more you fight these emotions, the stronger they seem to get. Dr. Friedemann Schaub, the author of The Fear and Anxiety Solution, explains that instead of suppressing, we need to identify and resolve the deeper, subconscious root causes of fear and anxiety. His personal breakthrough program has helped thousands worldwide to overcome their emotional challenges. To learn more, visit thefearandanxietysolution.com and schedule your free consultation with Dr. Schaub now.
The Knowledge Book, currently studied in 39 countries and 15 languages around the world, accelerates our evolution, takes us out of depression, offers universal truth, protects us, and makes us stronger, both spiritually and physically. So if you are interested in the Knowledge Book, visit usa.theknowledgebook.net and tune in to the Knowledge Book Radio with Marge Potasik on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Dream on, fly high, and live adventurously on The Laura Meeks Show. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio as host Laura Meeks guides you in finding your unique gifts and bringing them to life. As a certified life coach, speaker, and veteran bomber pilot for the U.S. Air Force, Laura knows how to follow a dream. She is ready to support you so you can dream on, fly high, and live adventurously. For more information on Laura and her work, visit flyhighliving.com.
Are you stuck in unhealthy habits, toxic relationships, or low self-esteem? Do you crave a life of inspiration, love, self-acceptance, and fun? Sounds like you're on the verge. On the verge to your next big thing.
Are you done being afraid to jump into the life that's waiting for you? Are you ready for a real shift? I invite you to tune in every Tuesday with me, Tracy Al, on The Tracy Al Clark Show, where we will teach you how to live your extraordinary life. At 8 a.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio, where I will provide the tools and the steps needed to help you transcend perceived limitations and move forward with an extraordinary life. For more information, visit me at TracyLClark.com.
Welcome back, everyone, to A Space of Allowing Radio. Today, we are being the bridge in times of transition. I love this conversation that we're having with my friend and coach, Anna Polanco. And Anna, will you please shine a light on all the ways that our listeners can find you out in the world?
Absolutely. So, if you want a bit of a deep dive into the work that I'm doing, you can go to annapolanco.org and you'll see all the different projects that I'm working on. And if you want to just follow for like mostly daily inspiration, not every day, mostly, then you can follow me on Instagram. I try to post things that, and the Instagram handle is coach.anna. With a one N. And I just post things that I think are coming up for me and that I think other people will find valuable. So not trying to get Insta famous, just really love the format. Or maybe I am. I don't know.
Yeah, don't say never. Never say
maybe,
never.
Maybe there's a part of me trying to do that. And I'm not like fully conscious of it. But I really like art and design, and I think that's why I'm attracted to Instagram, is that I love images and what they conjure up and how they make us feel. And so a lot of it is a bit of an artistic outlet for me.
Beautiful. Yeah. Well, and that's all facets of the diamond. That's what we've been talking about in different ways on different shows, where we can turn dimensions of our lives and shine light on them and be amazed at the prisms that glint off. You know, it's a little bit of poetic way of thinking about it, but that's the way I see our lives. And so many times we don't turn parts of ourselves to the sunlight.
That's right.
This, you know, we were saying in the little break in between for our listeners, I was saying that we need a new outfit now. Okay. I'm going to put on an outfit now. I think I'm going to put down my,
coal miner's
cap. Right. And I'm going to put on some yoga clothes, because I feel like what we're doing now and what we did in this last segment, when we got sort of quiet and we went a little bit inside and we're able to exercise out loud some of the things that were coming up for us, I felt like that was yoga for the inside of myself. I felt like I was stretching in new ways. How about for you?
Same here. I'm going to join you, put on my yoga pants, and I'm going to keep my red lipstick. I keep pushing myself into the next part, which is, you know, really, I love the question that you asked me as we were preparing, like how to move with some integrity, right? And maybe even some peace or care in this time. And it really is not easy to do that. And I think that's because that self-examination that's required to build a footbridge can be painful and can cause discomfort and can be disconcerting, right? And so, you know, we think that transformation is all beautiful and it's these beautiful, you know, I love the beautiful yoga poses on Instagram. And also I think it conjures up for people like, wow, they're so perfect. When I go to yoga, it's messy and sweaty and like,
seriously.
I seriously conjure up some ugly things in my head that I'm trying to work on. So,
and yet how good I feel at the end of a yoga session.
Yeah.
It shocks me every time. I think, why don't I do this all the time? Because it's transformative. It is transformative to allow myself to stretch, to sweat, to topple over, mm-hmm. to rest, to all those kinds of, and to be in communion with others who are reaching like I'm reaching. And I find when I'm in spaces like that, when I'm in the space of allowing with you right now, I feel grounded. I feel like I have my wits about me. I feel like I can be in conversation. And yet, honestly, Anna, when I go out into the world, sometimes I get so triggered. I get back to square one saying awful things or feeling awful ways and just wanting to retreat. So how can we put ourselves, how can we equip ourselves better to not have to shrink back, to not have to retreat?
Yeah, I mean, you know, it is exactly the way you describe. And a part of what I've come to in over the last 2 years in particular has been the how quickly can I recover? And I've been actually observing that quite closely and trying to build the discipline. So, you know, I have various forms of meditation practice, yoga practice. And I also go to kickboxing, right? Which may seem to have nothing to do with yoga. And yet both practices are practices about letting go or releasing or putting things down that like just this extra baggage that's like not serving me. And I keep pushing myself to come to that disciplined, regular space. So I can be highly effective and I can also be highly undisciplined. So,
That's why we're friends. I'm so grateful that you said that out loud. Like you're the only one on this call.
Totally.
Well, to just acknowledge that, to say, yeah, okay, so that may be so. And yet, yeah. That's not an out. That doesn't give me an excuse to not step in or to not be
right. Yeah. It's your learning edge, right? Like that's the space I need to be in, is to build the practice of getting more disciplined and actually confronting the things that I'm afraid to confront. So, you know, one of those has been relationships with family, right? I have sort of mixed relationships with my family on both sides of my family, mother and father side. And, you know, confronting why, you know, it can't just be that I'm right and they're wrong, or I'm smart and they're not.
Well, that binary again, that never serves us. I think for our listeners, for ourselves, for our world, when we notice that we're in that binary, the light is on or the light is off, something's got to give there. We have to take that apart because it just isn't that way. That's just that we reduce it to two ways and it's just not right. So can you talk more about that relationship that you have with pain or discomfort in those times?
Yeah. I mean, essentially what it's boiling down to these days is surrendering to the pain and discomfort, or surrendering to the person that I'm, you know, in opposites with. And kind of saying, like I kind of say about my relationship with my father's side of the family, like I need to accept them as they are, not as I want them to be, not as I hope for them to be. You know, yes, I can have hopes that they'll better see and understand me. And I can also accept them for who they are. Like, this is their journey. Like, who am I to try to control that journey for them?
That you're talking about a lot of discipline there. And I can relate in my own life to where my energy lies when I'm engaged with someone that triggers me. Mm-hmm. So does my energy lie over here, grounded in my chair, with my hands on my lap and peace in my heart? Or does my energy lie over there, reaching, striving, grasping, trying to change, trying to manipulate, trying to have an agenda, trying to get my needs met? You know, you could feel the dramatic difference in energetically how I even enter a space where I might be a bridge. I can't be a bridge if I'm on my tippy toes of a high dive diving board over there trying to get my needs met.
That's right. It's like inhaling and never exhaling. It's like really hard and painful, and actually like result in death. So for those of you who aren't inhaling or exhaling, like, just know that it's not a choice. You have to do both. Yeah. So a lot of discipline, a lot of coming back, a lot of grace for yourself too. Like, as you start to notice all the ways in which you're trying to control others, or not really surrender to the moment or the pain. It's like, just give yourself some grace and notice it, and then say, what could I do about it? Right? If I could just move the needle even slightly, like, what could I do about it? Noticing is already doing something about it, right? Like, I know it's there now. I acknowledge you.
And I think that comes up a lot of times in coaching conversations as well, where the feeling is that we need to get to some action. Mm-hmm. And what you're allowing us to realize is that acknowledgement, that knowing is action.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
That naming, you know, that noticing. Okay, so now this is my companion for a while. I'm triggered in this moment. Let's make friends with that. That's what the space of allowing is all about. Not denying that, not dismissing that, not trying to shrug it off or hide it away or throw it, you know, sweep it under the rug, but really just noticing that that is a companion right now, this part of a journey, almost like a physical pain.
It is.
My physical pain sometimes is a companion on the journey. I don't necessarily try to eliminate that or pretend it doesn't exist.
That's right. It's like just a little tip that someone gave me a long time ago, really quickly. If you can identify the, like, what's wrong with the other person, it's because somewhere down the line you suffered from it or you are suffering from it.
And doesn't that really point us to that underlying communion that there is between all of us with our hearts broken and open? Right. We are not necessarily as distant as we may believe. And so we have one segment left to share this time, and I can't wait to return. We'll be right back.
Gifted intuitive healer and spiritual teacher Sarah Luce brings her unique style to the hit show Small Steps, Big Breakthrough Radio on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Tune in each month as Sarah turns reality on end and shows us how to experience expansive results with simple yet powerful steps. Expect an enlightening bend on what you currently believe is possible. For show details and upcoming topics, visit SarahLuce.com. That's SarahLuce.com.
Let It Go Radio. The future awaits you.
Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio as host Barbara Scheidegger explores the way to clarity, peace, and how to live a successful life on your terms by turning negative experiences into positive ones. Barbara's curiosity about the human experience drives her both personally and professionally. As a life coach, author, and renowned clinical hypnotherapist, Barbara knows how to move forward in a natural, organic way without side effects. If you want to grow, be sure to tune in to Let It Go Radio. To learn more, visit letitgohypnosis.com.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Living Lighter Radio with Jason and Patricia. We have an ecosystem approach to your life. Tune in weekly every Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio as we, Jason and Patricia, discuss what's truly holding you back. We offer you the tools you need to reach your goals and at the same time be living lighter. For more information about Living Lighter, visit www.livinglighter.org.
Would you like your next chapter to be free from fear and angst? Tune in to Your Next Chapter Radio, navigating through life's transitions with Shelley Ryan the fourth Monday at 12 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Shelley's contagious enthusiasm guides you through life's transitions deliberately, mindfully, and funnily. For Your Next Chapter coaching or to listen, visit YourNextChapterCoaching.com or call 602-617-8351. Next!
Here we are, and welcome back to A Space of Allowing. This week, being the bridge. And the energy that we're sharing today is really fresh and special, I'm finding, with my friend and fellow coach and guest, Anna Polanco. And Anna, one of the ways that we actually came to this conversation and have shared these times together is because you have recently co-authored an article. And I would love to point people to that article and speak about that a little more specifically. Will you do that for us, please?
Absolutely. So, in an effort to better understand some of the challenges that we're facing, in this time of polarization, I decided I really wanted to write about what it meant to be nimble, right, during these complex times and actually how hard it is. And so Susan Misra is a really good friend, co-director of Management Assistant Group, and I partnered together to interview a series of four nonprofit organizations that we've worked closely with on how they have integrated coaching into their work. And it's just richly filled with examples of how it is that coaching helps us do the things that we're talking, create a space for allowing, really embrace the pain and the challenges, and then learn to work in increments so that it's not overwhelming. And because it's not realistic to try to get from A to Z in a minute, right? But really that it's non-linear and we're sort of moving in circles, just kind of like how we're doing on this call today. And so the article can be found at the Nonprofit Quarterly. And if you just Google Nonprofit Quarterly, Emergent Coaching, Becoming Nimble.
And will you repost it on my Facebook page so that anyone who's at Nancy Coco Coaching on Facebook can also find a link to the article?
Absolutely.
It'd be great to see you there and have you there. And what I love among an array of things that I love about the article is that opportunity to exercise different parts of my knowing and my brain and my heart. And it works me sort of this way and that. There's a lot of movement and potential in the words that you use and the new concepts that you introduce and the connections to the natural world. And also to really be profoundly awed by the potential impact of not just one or two of us doing this, but organizations doing this, communities doing this work. And that, I'm giving myself chills actually thinking about that. So everybody treat yourself to a read of this article, because whether you're in that space or not, I think it gives us a glimpse into the ways that this offers potential when we do the work one-to-one. And so what are we wearing for the, what are we wearing for this fourth segment now as we step into
it? Yeah. So we're going to, you know, we're moving out of this question of peace and integrity and moving about really getting in front of conflict. And so I always think about my time kickboxing. So I'm putting on my cross training sneakers. I'm keeping my yoga pants on and putting on my boxing gloves for this next section.
Dude. Okay. Well, I have some good, serious trekking boots, so I'm going to put those on, but I keep seeing myself in a t-shirt that has a heart on it and maybe a heart broken open. So I think I still want to make visible that I come in peace, that I come with my heart broken open. And in this segment, I would love it if we can really give a couple of specific reframes, a couple of fresh ways of thinking about conflict. And the first one that I think we're going to play around with a little bit is just the shifting from being on the defensive to being on the offensive. So can you take us there?
Absolutely. And I like your t-shirts. I'm going to put on the same one.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, it's interesting, right? With kickboxing, people who don't kickbox may not know this, but kickboxing is actually a lot about technique. And it's about learning to relate to, you know, if you're punching a bag, learning to relate to that bag and technique with your feet. And so moving from defense to offense, it really is about technique. And so we talked earlier about breaking from the binary, right? And so part of breaking from that binary of, you know, I just always do it this way or whatever is the story is to really break through into that story and say, well, what is my defense story here? Like, what am I defending or protecting for myself? And starting to look at the person who is, you know, we think is trying to go to war with us, right? And saying, oh, maybe they're not trying to go to war with us. Maybe they're suffering from something and I can help alleviate it. And that's a totally different stance, right? In kickboxing, we talk a lot about stances. So actually moving from a defense position to an offense position where I might have something to offer this person. I might have something that can alleviate the mutual pain that we're both feeling.
Yeah, I feel this, it kind of harkens back to a time in a workplace where I was continuously at odds with a supervisor, and I just, no matter, and I felt like I was dancing around trying to like come at it from this angle, this angle, this angle, this angle, this angle, but it was, regardless of what angle I thought I was going to take, I'd wake up in the morning and try a new thing. It was, I had the frame around it that it was adversarial. Mm-hmm. I never really allowed myself to consider we might be on the same side of the problem, but feeling it with broken hearts and not knowing how to relate to one another.
That's right. That's right. And I see it. I see it in my clients. I see it in myself that defensiveness, still trying to protect some part of myself, you know, thinking that I'm doing a service, right, to the people around me. And I'm really not. And that's because I'm still too caught up in their story and not caught up enough in my own and understanding where mine came from. So getting out of that.
I think about it even as simply as letting someone in my neighborhood help me shovel my snow. Because I think like I'm going to have it all figured out myself and I don't need anybody's help. And that shuts down any possibility of engagement with someone else, even over something so simple as that, allowing someone to help me. And so how about the second opportunity that we have, this 15% notion?
Yeah, I love this. So this is a newer technique that I'm playing around with. And it came from something called Liberating Structures, which you can certainly Google online. And it's this idea that we can identify where we are with the change we're trying to make. So even with your defense story, right? Okay, I've got a defense story. Now what, right? What do I do with it? Well, let's not do that Insta famous stuff, right? And go from like A to Z in a minute. Let's actually just move at 15%. So instead of trying to change the other person's mind, what if we changed 15% in our position around conflict? How might that be? You know, what might be different?
I'm trying that on. So what's a 15% gives me tremendous breathing room. Because I think it's got to be all or nothing. I'm still finding myself in that binary. And so if I give myself a 15% shift in maybe a question I might ask.
Right.
How does the energy shift? Because I'm bringing more of my heart. I'm bringing more of a gesture. I'm trying to make of myself a bridge.
Yeah. And you're in the 15%, you're not going to, the answer, like the final answer is not going to be there. We have to let go of that finality, right? There is no finality. There is no like absolutes. So if we let that go, 15% can actually look really generous and rich and powerful.
And beautiful.
So try it on. See what happens. You might surprise yourself.
I keep finding the draw to be a bridge in all my work. I have a quote on my desk that I think will kind of wrap it up here, that may I be a guard for those who need protection, a guide for those on the path, a boat, a raft, a bridge for those who wish to cross the flood. And it goes on. And that quote is from years and years ago, and it's surfacing again today. And I love my time with you, Anna Polanco. Thank you so much. I have great honor and love for you for being with me today.
I'm so grateful for you.
And thank you to our listeners. Thank you to Carter, my producer, and to everyone who joins us in a space of allowing. We invite you to be the bridge. Thanks for being with us today, everyone. We'll see you again in a space of allowing.
Thank you for listening to A Space of Allowing Radio with Coach Nancy Coco. Welcoming all that wants to be present today. Tune in Thursdays every first and third week at 9 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com as Coach Nancy helps you find a space of allowing, a unique environment where all beings and all energies are welcome to show themselves and be loved. Join Coach Nancy for some deep allowing to explore what lives at your edges and to bring more of yourself home. For more information or to listen to this show, visit nancycococoaching.com.